Well, over the past several weeks, we've been listening to people who had the lives of loved ones, their homes, schools, and businesses suddenly swept away by that powerful, unrelenting deluge that descended on eastern Kentucky on July 28, 2022. It was the second major flood to hit the region in just 18 months. Many were just recovering from the disaster of 2021, only to see it happen again, this time in historic proportions. Beginning with the January 12th edition, and for at least five successive editions of Eastern Standard, we will bring you Rise, the story of what happened, what has been lost, and how people rose above their own struggle to help others. We'll also talk about why it happened, why so many communities are in floodplains, and how that affects the region's housing. You'll hear about recovery efforts, flood mitigation, infrastructure, leadership, and financing, and we talk about climate change. Are these extreme weather events happening more frequently with more intensity? We talk about what all this could mean for the future of the people of the region.
About 6 a.m. that morning, we realized that the water was getting higher and higher.
For 9 days, we had no electricity or anything. My husband's hearing aids runs on electricity, so we struggle big time.
We have children. They have come into that school, and it's been raining. They're everyone crying.
The biggest challenge just seems to be the sheer size of this disaster. I've been reporting on Eastern Kentucky off and on for more than 35 years. This flooding was off the charts in terms of what I've seen there before. It was a scale that I hadn't seen before. And then people in the region say the same thing.
In 2021, the rain event was different. It was different than what happened this time with the flash flooding.
Well, climate change is real. If you don't believe me, ask the U.S. Army or ask any farmer.
We have to do things to prevent the damage from being so bad.
To ask yourself what level of risk we as a society are prepared or are willing to accept.
Letcher, Knott, Perry, and Breathitt counties, this awful flooding that occurred in July of this year, the worst of it, I would say, was in those four counties.
The creeks are the issue now, because where it used to be deep, where the water would flow, now everything's level with the road. So when we have the next one, even though it may not be a 1,000 or 100-year flood, any type of water, significant rain, is going to cause flooding again.
Yeah, you're safer if you can get up out of floodplain, of course, but it's expensive.
Survivors feel like they are the main focus, you know, for the first month or so. But after that, or when another disaster comes along, they get forgotten about.
While the news story's gone, the real story hasn't ended.
We've assembled a special team for RISE, including several WEKU reporters and staff, as well as freelance and organizational partners. You can learn more about our team on the RISE website, which is weku-rise.org. The site will also house this series, along with our interviews, data, studies, and reports for those who wish to take a deeper dive. Just like regular editions of Eastern Standard, RISE will be available online for live streaming and on-demand listening. We invite you to learn along with us as we seek to understand the impact and the implications of this flood and what it means for the future of Eastern Kentucky.